Just a minute, I'm just going to...
It's all right.
Yes, hello. Hello, everybody. I'm in the Tourist Information Service in Ipswich in Suffolk, and I'm about to speak to one of the East Suffolk Morris men who represent the area in Morris dancing. His name is Des Herring, and he's going to tell me all about Morris dancing, hopefully, or as much as he knows, which might take all day. Anyway, I'll hand you over.
I think it would take all day and not all night to try to tell you all I know about Morris dancing and about Morris, about what's happened to Morris men.
Yes.
Would take an awful long time.
Yes.
But can I first of all introduce your friend here's name?
Oh, sorry, yes, this is Jim.
I'm Jim.
Jim.
Jim is older than you, I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid.
He's older than I.
He's a nonagenarian.
And you're a little.
So how old are you?
I'm 90.
Yes, you beat me. You beat me.
Well, I didn't want to beat you.
You beat me by 10 years.
Not done on purpose.
Yes, I've just...
You're a youngster.
I've just celebrated my 80th birthday.
Really?
Yes. In fact, officially, I celebrated it yesterday.
Oh,
on the 1st of May. I am like the Queen. I have two birthdays. Mm-hmm. I have one on the 15th of April, but I always celebrate my birthday on the 1st of May, because that's when we dance at Felixstowe at 5:20 in the morning when the sun rises.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And yesterday we celebrated as usual, and believe you me, the sun did come out. It does not usually come out, but it didn't. Yesterday, but it was very cold.
I imagine, yes.
Yeah. Well, can I introduce you to Billy?
Yes.
This is Billy the Hobby Horse.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a hat on.
That's my hat.
Where's the actual head?
Well, hold it. That's here. Now the head's there. The head's around this side.
Oh, around this side.
Around this side. There you are, going down.
Oh, yes, there he is, yes.
Yep.
That's his mane.
Yes.
Do you call it a he or a she?
Come on to here.
Yes,
there's his mane.
Yes, yes.
And that, you were putting your hand up the Lucy's skirt. That is Lucy. That is Lucy. I'll hold Lucy for you.
I do beg your pardon.
That is Lucy.
That's good.
I have a little girl that has a little curl right in the middle of her forehead. When she's good, she's very, very good. But when she is bad, she is horrid.
Well done.
Can you see that?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, Tim's got a little bit of sight. I can't.
I can see.
You can.
Now, well, where does this come into the whole thing?
Well, I dance on the hobby horse. I normally dance as a hobby horse.
Mm.
And you ask, where does Lucy come in?
Yes.
Well, the answer is very simple. My daughter made Lucy.
Oh, right.
And... But one of the problems of dancing in the horse, your picture, you're getting yourself in the pictures quite a lot, but and your hands, you've got to do something with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have it on my hand
as a puppet, yes,
it's a point of that people can look at without looking at you. Straight in the face, it's a good point. Can I take you round
on
the outside? We're going to turn round now, and I'm going to show you something else. Go on, can you follow me?
So that the horse is actually quite traditional, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Coming out to a table.
Now we're going to a table, and on the table you will, and you can feel it. Can you feel the table?
Not yet. Oh yes, I've got it.
Yeah. now go on up on that where you were.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes. Oh, what's that? It's a Morris man.
It's a Morris man. That in fact is a horse.
I see. Yes, the horse.
It's a bronze horse.
Ah, yes. There's the reins.
There's the reins.
Yeah,
yes.
There's the head. Ears are not very pronounced, but there's a mane again, and there's a man.
No, but there's no Lucy on this one.
No,
right. There's no Lucy.
No.
Dick was telling me yesterday that what do you call it, a tourney horse?
It's a tourney horse.
As in tournament.
As a tournament. It's yeah. There is a number of character horses mm-hmm. that are used in the Morris. One of them, you have something like the Padstow horse, you are covered.
Yes.
And only your head shows, and some actually you have a mask over your head.
Oh.
And those are display horses of different types. Mm-hmm. But this is the old style of tourney horse, and the story of this is that in the old days, mm-hmm. The church used to usually look after the tourney horse, and on Plough Monday, the dancers often went out. The reason they went out is that Plough Monday, which is the first day after Christmas, or mm-hmm. first Monday after Christmas, the accounts of the church changed, and you had a new treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the church never kept any money. So, if you had money, if the church had money on the 1st of January, they blew it on a good ale.
Oh, nice.
On the other hand, if they had no money, and they owed money, mm-hmm. they went round the village with the hobby horse,
mm-hmm.
and if you and a plough, as we still do, we still go around with the plough on Plough
mm-hmm.
Monday,
mm-hmm.
and anyone who didn't give them some money to go to the church, their gardens were ploughed and the horse pulled the plough. that was called horse money.
Oh, yes. Oh, excellent.
So that is very old, in fact, almost as old, it is as old as the Morris Downs.
Mm. Yes. So how old is the Morris Dance, and roughly?
The way we dance it
mm-hmm.
is about 1600, 400 years old.
From 1600, yes.
Yeah, 500 years now.
Yeah.
There was Morris dancing before then, they become very riotous in the 1600s, you know. They were a big mob, and they tended to drink too much, and they still do.
Coming round to that.
And still do. There is a photograph, but I'm going to take you around again.
All right.
Sorry to
interrupt. Yeah. That's okay.
Now,
oops, what was that?
What are we not doing?
Don't worry. Now, I don't know whether your eyes are good enough to see that photograph.
No, I can't see
no,
that.
No, you
so
can't.
I won't see it.
This is a photograph of Morris Mann, and it's from 1620. And
a sketch.
A sketch of Morris Mann. Well, it's a painting, actually. It's mm. in the Fitzmillan Museum.
Yes.
But you can see on that a hobby horse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you can
I cannot discern it.
We've got a hobby horse, and we've also got a man collecting money.
Wow.
So, but that was not the style we dance normally now. We dance like that at Christmas only.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a good reason for the Morris dancing.
Generally, there was a good reason, even if you were only to get some money.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
There always got to be a reason.
Yes. The Morris men were, by the 1900s, the Morris dancing had almost stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Cotswolds, there was a group of, one village particularly, had a group of Morris men. And they were out of work, basically. Mm-hmm. So they went to London and dressed up in their costumes and danced in London. They got some money.
Yes.
But in addition to that, one man, Cecil Sharp, had actually been taken to this village to collect songs. He was a song collector.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he was a big publisher, in fact. He had plenty of money, actually, although it's an obvious portrayed as him going around on a bicycle. In actual fact, was quite a wealthy person. Mm-hmm. Now, one day he was listening to a song and he heard bells ringing. And it was one of the songs from the Morris dance that they were dancing to get some money. They were doing it on Boxing Day in order to get some money. So, as you say, there's always a good reason.
Oh, yes. No better reason than money.
Yes.
We have to go to the bank for ours.
We have to, yes. The displays in front of you now, which you might have just managed to pick out, are really of the old, the Morris dancing that took place back in 1900 in Suffolk. This photograph is taken from the Berry pageant, and there was dancing at Dennington. But the interesting thing is this photograph, which you might just manage to pick out, but there is the hobby horse you've just been feeling. And that hobby horse was made in 1934.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's before us.
Yes. But of course, you have to have stalwarts like yourself.
Yes.
To keep this thing going.
Oh, we keep it going, all right. We have.
Yes.
If we have a good time doing it.
Sure. But will it continue as you go on?
I have every hope it will. We started as a group. Only a group of six people, or seven people, perhaps. We now have, I think it's 80 members.
Oh, really? But not participate?
Yes, quite most do participate, yes.
So it won't die out, then?
I don't.
Because of the youngsters coming along, not taking it up?
Well, this is always a worry. Mm. Everybody says we don't get youngsters taken up. The big problem we've got is that men never give it up. And they get to my stage where they're really too old to dance. But they get so much out of it.
But you, I'm sure, still move around.
Oh, I still dance, yes.
Yes, of course.
Oh, yes, I still dance. I dance in the hobby horse often, but I also dance. There are many photographs of me here dancing. Can we go to the...
Sure.
We're going to move it. Yeah,
sorry, what were you saying about this horse in 1934?
Ah, it was... That hobby horse that you've just been feeling, not the brass one, the wrong one,
but
the other one, was actually made at the Summerfield School in Leiston.
Oh.
And you've probably heard of the school at Leiston, the open school, where the pupils are allowed to do what they want to, basically.
Yes.
It's been in the newspaper quite a lot.
Yes.
And the interesting thing, can we move around to the other side?
Yes.
This is all about the hobby horse. Now, in fact, we didn't know we had a hobby horse. And the information is here. When we were announcing at Derby in 45 years ago now, someone came up to me and said, "You haven't got your hobby horse." And I said, "No, we haven't got it." "No," he says, "I'm sure you haven't, because it's in my shed."
"Really?"
"It's been there for the last 20 years. It's about time you collected it." However, he was a Morris dancer from the pre-war days. He had become an officer in the Air Force, and it is reputed that the hobby horse went with his luggage into Germany during the war. I don't know that story. Maybe a little bit, but it's an interesting story. The children like the hobby horse too. They think it's wonderful.
And so your hobby horse was returned then?
The hobby horse was returned, and since then I've normally won it.
You haven't let it out your side?
Well, I have sometimes, and I have great difficulty in getting it back.
Yes, that's a problem.
We're always a bit worried that it just looks like, when it's piled up together, just a lot of old rags, but it means quite a lot to us, I assure you of that. You can see this is a photograph of children round the hobby horse. Mm.
Can you see that one, Jim?
Yeah, just about.
Can you manage that one? That's a nice one.
Yes, I can, that one.
Mind you, even the big children like the women like him too.
Oh yes, sure.
This one would fascinate you. I don't know whether you can manage it. Can you manage that? You see it? There's Billy.
Yes, yes.
There's a real horse.
All right.
And this, another one, this is a fascinating one. There is Billy. Mm-hmm. Can you manage to pick him up with there's Lucy?
Yes, yes.
That's the famous Polish hobby horse in Poland. Where are we? Trying to think of the place. But that's quite a famous horse because that's the one that shoots the arrow that kills one of the what's it called? The men come out of the roof of the church and dance round, but they're killed by him.
Nice.
And he still does it. He still is, and you can see that as a photograph of the horse.
Oh.
Again, you might pick these out because they're drawings of from mainly Irvin Reed, one of our members from Felixstowe. But very rather nicely portrays them. These are all drawings of his.
Yeah, they're very good.
This is another.
Do you see those all right, Jim?
Yes, they're large.
Exactly.
Yes, and
they stand out, don't they?
Yes.
I thought you might.
Oh, good.
So this is not an English?
Yes, it is an English.
Pure English.
Purely English position. The only thing that is anything like it is the Moritz, the Basque mask dances. They are similar to ours in lots of ways, but they're a little more, I would use the word, politic. They have the same movements, and they dance in sets of six like we do, and there are about four or five Basque groups still dancing.
Really?
I have actually danced once with one of them. To give you some idea, and the movements are, some of them are similar. For instance, we do a movement, which is a caper movement. Now, that is done in the Basque, but the leg goes back.
Yes.
And the two legs stay apart, and that gives them, and I can't do it, a terrific swing up to bring that leg up. It's the balletic movement. It's the same movement, but of course they make a terrific show of it.
Yeah,
you need the youngsters to keep that going.
You do
you?
Indeed. Yes, yes. We have had quite a number of ballet dancers who were in fact Morris dancers. Westminster Morris men had two people in their team who were actually in the Royal Ballet. One of them was actually danced as a hobby horse, although his hobby horse was a unicorn.
Amazing.
When you talk about dances, does each dance have a specific name?
Yes.
And would someone from another group of Morris men recognise that?
Yes.
And be able to join in?
And would join in.
Yeah.
Each team have slight variations. I think altogether there is now about, I think somebody said 600 different dances. Yeah. But there aren't that number really.
No.
Because what has happened during the 17th century, the Morris dancers from the Cotswolds, I'll go back if I might, this was encouraged by the royalists, and the king sponsored Morris dancing as a part of the games. And the games took place on Captain Dover's land near Chipping Campden. Now each village could put in a team. If they won, they were given favours, and these are favours.
I see.
Now, if
the
you
chest, yeah,
you know, these rosettes, in other words, like a horse gets a rosette.
Oh, yes.
Now, if they were given favours, then they could collect from the crowds. They could not do that unless they had favours. This meant that, in fact, if you won, you became, the side has a lot of, had a plenty of money, and could have plenty of drink.
It keeps coming up, yes.
Now, but the rules were very strictly laid down. There was always six men. There was a fool and a musician. But, to my knowledge, no hobby horse at that stage. That was banned. However, within that constraint, they dance to a set pattern, like we dance ice dancing today. You know, you have to do certain movements.
Yes.
So within this structure, each village generated slight variations. So at one village you will get 1, 2, 3 hop with your feet. Another village you'll get 1 hop, 2 hop, 1 hop, 2 hop. One village will have hands up there, one village will have hands up there, and one will go like that. So you get all these variations. So we actually do this, still do this, we still stick to this. And if we dance a dance from Headington, we dance it with the hands up there. If we dance a dance from Leamington, we do a galley movement. But we can sometimes get the same dance from two or three different villages. Yes. So we'll have often the same music.
Different.
Mostly the same music, but
local variations.
Local variations, which means, in fact, for instance, Shepherd's Hay, I think there's about 16 different versions of it. Not all to exactly the same music, some are completely different. But so we do get different music and different dances. And the music tended often to be the popular songs of the day. The music, on the whole, and other people argue with me in this, does not go back as far as the dance does. It tends to be, most of the Cotswold dancing, you can tie up with tunes that were popular at that time. We still do this. I dance Lord of the Dance to a dance tune. This is, well, you know the song, Dance Then, whenever you may be. I often dance to that, whereas that is a popular hymn at this time. So.
Oh, that's very good.
Yes, go on.
I was going to say, you have a website, don't you?
We have a website, yes.
Which is...
We...
Can you remember? It must be on the paperwork, I suppose, somewhere.
eastsuffolkmorris.com.
eastsuffolkmorris.com.
eastsuffolkmorris, all one word.
Yes.
.com.
.com. Yes. Oh, that's good.
Remember?
Yeah.
I'm sure some people will.
I've got the card.
We have to look at that.
What is most interesting, and what do you see as a future? I must always be looking at the future?
I don't think it's going to be any different.
No,
but it's got to be people like yourself that keep these things going, isn't it?
Well, there are lots of people. I'm trying now to take a back seat to some extent. I still have arguments with other men. I still don't think they're doing it right.
Right.
But having said that, we have some very good dancers, and we have people. I look for a very rosy future, and not of the other Morris men say that we're all getting old and it's going to die. I don't think it will.
Well, one's got to think about the reason for these things. You know, when you go back 100 years or whatever, the reason was totally different to today.
Yes, and the conditions are different today. There's little things that will stop us dancing, but I think we'll probably look for other ways. For instance, we normally dance every Monday night outside a pub. I think in 20 years' time, those pubs won't be there.
No, absolutely.
They were gone.
Some of it is to do with licensing as well, isn't it?
Licensing, yes. Yeah. Now, we have just won a very interesting concession. If you have a band in a pub, more than three people, you are must have a license. But not if they're Morris men.
Really?
Yes. Oh. Morris men are not required to have a license to either dance or to sing or to play, even in a pub. So you will often now find a pop group that might call themselves both Morris men. Nobody can stop them.
Yes,
And this sort of thing is happening. There is a form of Morris dancing called Molly dancing, which is very what one would call degenerate. It's got down dead, and some people carry that too far. There's absolutely no doubts about it that some of the Morris dancing I would look, turn up my nose and say, oh, but there are groups dancing Molly dancing that are really wonderful to watch. Perhaps they are the ones going to carry on. A lot of people don't approve of women dancing Morris dancing. I don't think I do, really. But, there are some very good women's.
Why would you not have a woman? Today, women are recognised, they're 50% of the population.
Yes.
Tradition.
Because I think our survival has been based on mainly married men who have started as couple dancing, country dancing, and then when their wife has children, the wife tends not to go out, so they group together, and that has kept groups together because they're now men. But you can argue about this, and we shall go on arguing about it. and some will say no women.
Well, that still goes on, of course, in the clubs, golf clubs.
Exactly.
I noticed a woman, at least, in one at the Woodbridge Festival last year, in the group that come from, Ockley, is it?
Yes, could be.
Paul Salmon?
Yes.
His group? I think there was one woman, at least, in dancing in his group, so they're sneaking in.
I don't like your word, sneaking in. I could only say if it hadn't been for the women in the East Suffolk Morris men, or the wives of the East Suffolk Morris men, we would not be there today we are. My wife has made most of the renewal of the costumes on the hobby horse.
Yes, they're always there in support.
I think the if it was just open to everybody and women's sides did it, as we do, and they do, and they dance perfectly generally. That's all. I cannot complain of their dancing. I cannot complain on the whole of their knowledge of the dance, because I have danced, well, I've seen and I've danced with actually a mixed group that was run by a woman who in fact was more knowledgeable on the history and the style of the dance than any of the men I've ever met. So
I've just remembered actually that there was a whole group of women, I think they were called clog dancing or something.
Yes.
In the park last year at Woodbridge.
Yes.
There was a whole group of women. I've just remembered that.
Well, there is a tendency for the Cotswold Morris to be danced. That's six men and all derived from the Sharp collections originally. To be more restricted to men than the other, and I don't know, but I would think the reason for that is probably Maud Carpellis. Maud Carpellis herself, this is a woman, as you gather from the name, who was a collector, a very big collector. She collected with Sharp. She collected with Sharp in the States, but she also did a lot of collecting of dances in England. And she did a lot in the north of England. And in the north of England, there's a lot of well-dressing ceremonies, which are associated with the Morris. And she did a lot of these, and this was often called garland dancing. And I suspect that actually this came down from her rather than Chelsea Sharp. So it's a a slight variation, and most women's sides will deliberately make a distinction. And we have a women's side in Ipswich called the Garland Dancers, the Ipswich Garland Dancers. They never dance with us, although we have been out with them on occasion, so you know, there's no antagonism between them, but they have their organisation, we have our organisation, and we don't mix it. Now, other groups do. Other groups, Hawley, have a group at Hawley, a Morris dance group, but they also have a clog dance group at Hawley. This is the clog dance group you saw.
That's the one I heard,
Now, they're called the Hawley Hoofers.
That's it, that's what they're called, yeah.
Now, those two groups often practice together. There is a case where they're much more...
So it's the yourself and the people around you who are going to keep this thing going.
Oh, yes.
In other words, if you didn't come forward to Ipswich and put yourself forward to say we want to be there, would you be there? Would the council themselves support it?
No, I don't think they would,
right.
Because I think they will support us.
Yes.
But
for them, there's no tradition.
No,
necessarily.
No. Now, in some places, there has become a tradition. Thaxted, for instance. But that started from an individual. That started from Mary Neal, as an individual, and that was a woman who actually danced Morris dancing, and she taught. In fact, she taught in Suffolk. So I have evidence of this. And that she and Sasha Sharp really got the blows over it in the end.
Yes.
But she started that tradition in Thaxted, and now, of course, it's a tradition of the town. And they have every year they have a national meeting at Thaxted. Which I go to regularly, and we have danced there many times. Yes. So.
Well, I would have liked to have seen, personally, say, the Cornhill shut off.
Yes.
You know? For
Be careful
to come out.
Be careful, because as soon as you shut it off, there's a tendency to put a big ring around and say, no, that's not for you. That's it. And we tend to dance in places where the audience gathered round us.
Mm. Well, that's fine.
Close. You see what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
We personally don't like dancing at a fete usually.
No.
Because you're in the middle of a field and people have got ropes all around it and they can't get near you. We like dancing outside a pub in a fairly confined sort of space.
Yes, that's what's so good about Woodbridge, isn't it? It's a confined
area. Are you supported, in other words, by council in any way?
Well, we are supported here, for instance. This has been put on. Mm. Often because our contacts tend to be individuals.
Mm.
The reason we've got this here is because Mike Palmer was a member of the council.
Mm.
Please don't quote me as saying that, I know I'm recording, but it's individuals generally. In their jobs, they find that somebody in their job says, "Oh yeah, you go and do that. We'll give you something towards your expenses or something like that."
But I see the council as being an organisation which good for themselves to sponsor. It seems.
Yes.
You know, to me, these are wonderful traditions, which will only go on if you and others. We'll keep it going.
Yes, I'm sure.
As if you said next year you weren't going to talk to anyone about it, it would just disappear.
I don't think it will. I think it's bigger than any one individual.
It's like someone said on the radio yesterday that your dancing and appearance in different places opens doors.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes. Can I take you over to another stand now? Yes.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
You're going to knock a Morris man on the roof there.
Oh, right.
That's a Morris man.
With his lovely hat.
Yes.
Where is he?
He's here.
Oh.
Don't knock him over.
Knock him over. Don't take his hat off.
Where's his hat? Oh, there's his hat, yes.
There's his hat.
A lovely hat.
I've got him in the back of you, by the way.
Oh.
But I'm just taking this one's hat. I've taken Billy's hat off now, and I.
Oh, I see. That's Billy's, heavier, isn't it?
That's right. That's heavy
because
it's got a lot of badges on it, and they're all badges where I've danced abroad.
Oh, I see. Yes. How do they take to it abroad? Then do they? Well, obviously they welcome you, but do they find it odd, or do they join in?
They join in. You know, I was talking about when the Morris dancers danced, they were given rosettes, or what is it called? Can I have your hand?
Yes, yes.
That's a rosette, and that was given to me at the Horse of the Year show.
Oh, yes.
We danced at the Horse of the Year show as a distraction for the police horses.
Mm-hmm.
And the procedure was that individually the police horses had to come along to this group of Morris dancers and actually cut through the edge of them.
Okay.
And I was allowed as a hobby horse to come up to the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And the horses shouldn't have moved.
No.
Well, I remember there was one sergeant there, and this is a true story, and he gone straight through the group dancing, and they were making a lot of noise with sticks.
Mm-hmm.
The horse had behaved, and then I came round in the front of him. It didn't stop him. The horse suddenly saw me, shied, threw him off.
Oh dear.
And he said, "You devil, I'll get you for that." And sure enough, 2 years later, in London, he was on the horse, and he came along the road, and he broke the ranks of the horses, and he came over to me and said, "I told you I'd get you." That's an actual true. But that is a rosette given to us at the Horse of the Year.
Very good.
Let me put this back. What I was going to show you, I'm sorry.
No, I'm grateful for you taking so much time. I feel I'm keeping you.
No, that's all right. I've got to stay here till 1 o'clock, so.
All right.
This is all trips that we have done abroad,
mm-hmm.
and some of them are fascinating. This one is Jerash in Jordan.
Yes.
Now, that was a Roman amphitheatre.
Mm-hmm.
We're dancing there. This isn't the amphitheatre. There's one of the first photographs of the amphitheatre there. But we were the first people to dance on that stage since the Romans. It had just been excavated.
Yes.
And it still had sand all around it.
That's amazing.
But we danced to over 6,000 people there in this huge, great amphitheatre. It's wonderful. But it was very hot.
Mm.
Extremely hot.
Yeah.
And it faced due south.
Mm-hmm.
And on the stage, there was huge great pillars on the stage.
Mm.
And behind the pillars, it wasn't too bad.
Mm.
As you went out onto the stage, the heat hit you.
Mm. Yes, I know.
The audience had a wonderful view because they were using the sand as a searchlight.
Mm.
We have got them from here. That's the Brandenburg Gate. You'll have a job to see that one, I expect. It's right up there.
Yes, certainly.
That was in the middle of winter at Brandenburg Gate.
Oh, yes.
You can see we were dancing in the snow.
Yes, I've been there.
In the gate. Have you seen the gate above it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Managed to see that. That's in Venice. A couple of years ago, I danced in Inner Mongolia.
Really?
Yes. That's a distance to go.
So we go quite a long way. Mm. And we're doing, not this weekend, but next weekend in Germany, so.
Ah. Also, is that Inner Mongolia, is that the furthest you've been?
No, the furthest I've been, in fact, is Japan.
Japan?
Yes.
Oh, goodness me.
We've danced in Japan, and we've danced in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Japan, yes, I suppose a little further than the...
Yes, so that would... I'm not quite sure the way it's laid out, but would that be... Australia wouldn't be any further than that, would it?
Yes, it would.
It would.
We have never danced in Australia. No, we have not.
Haven't been there yet.
No, we haven't been there yet. We've been to the States 3 or 4 times now.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least I've been to the States 3 or 4 times.
Yes.
Morris dancing. We danced on this occasion. This is one of the trips when we were going to the States. And you'll see us in the aircraft. They took that in the aircraft before we left. And the owner of the airline, this is Orient, East Orient, and the owner, or the company managing director of the airline,
mm-hmm.
Grabbed the aircraft before it came in, as it came in, and was placed there. And we actually stood outside it. He was then arrested by the airline officials because he'd taken a photograph on the airport. And you're not allowed to take photographs on the airport.
Right.
No.
So, and there's a little insert photograph there, that is it.
Mm.
You may just see that.
It's amazing.
I can tell you stories about
wonderful.
I can go on telling stories all day, I'm afraid.
Well, that's excellent. Anyway, I'm ever so grateful for you allowing us this time, and I'd like to shake your hand before we go.
Well, it's nice to see you, and
thank you very much.
I hope that you manage to get something out of it. There's a little bit you would get more out of the music, I think, than you would at the pictures.
Yes.
So if you know we're dancing anywhere,
please
come and see us.
Yes.
And please come and listen and then join us afterwards, because you'll see that you'll hear some interesting songs.
I'm sure.
Yes.
I hope they'll be polite, but
yes.
But it is a nice evening. I think you would enjoy it.
Yes, thank you very much.
Even though you may not see all the dancing.
No, I can hear the dancing. And
you can hear the dancing.
If I can hear the holy hoofers, I'll hear you.
Yeah, you'll hear us, yes. You'll hear our bells, yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.